it's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Most people would agree that the holidays often include special treats from the table in most households. Christmas cakes and candies, roasted meats, and favorite casseroles abound at this time of year. But in addition to feeding friends and family, there is often a need to provide some special treats for the wild birds that might drop by for a visit during the festivities and then decide to stay for the rest of the winter season. Holiday snacks for our feathered friends could include a variety of fresh fruits, including grapes, cherries, bananas, and chunks of apples, oranges, or pears. They will also enjoy popcorn or even chunks of bread. And shelled nuts of all kinds will keep them busy, especially peanuts, pecans, or walnuts tossed into an outdoor feeding area or mixed with the usual contents of their feeder stations. If your holiday plans traditionally include a live Christmas tree, why not consider sharing it with the birds after it has completed its part of the festivities indoors? After removing the ornaments and trimmings, place it in a backyard or open area, and it will quickly become a shelter from any hard winter weather ahead. Ultimately, that used but useful tree can also do triple duty if you use the limbs as additional mulch around the base of roses or other ornamental shrubs that thrive on acidic soils. These suggestions refer to live trees that have been cut before becoming a part of your holiday plans. If you want a living tree that can become a part of your landscape for years to come, consider buying what is commercially called a bald and burlap evergreen. And if you choose to go this route, be ready to have a shortened holiday with the tree indoors. No more than 3 days inside is recommended, and placement away from heater vents or hot sunny windows is essential. A limited number of electric Christmas tree lights are allowed, and care needs to be given when placing them in order to keep the heat from the bulbs away from the live foliage. If all this seems to be too much trouble for too little reward, perhaps a living Christmas tree is not on your holiday scheme of things. But if you want to keep a remembrance of a special holiday that will pay back for years to come, then this is definitely the way to go. I can speak from experience because for many years after completing the construction of our house, my husband and I went the live tree route. We purchased a small evergreen tree or shrub each year, often bringing it home from the Oklahoma Panhandle a couple of days before Christmas, putting it on display in our house on Christmas Eve, and then transplanting it in a prepared space the day after Christmas. We watered it well and replaced the lights and ornaments with strings of berries, fruits, and birdseed for our feathered friends. Then we watched as it became a part of our landscape for years to come. Those multiple Christmas trees still bring fond memories of previous holidays while providing an annual offering of food and shelter to our feathered holiday visitors.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini and produced by the staff at HPPR. To listen to other Growing on the High Plains episodes, visit hppr.org.